Palmetto Mornings on WRHI. Radio. Make that beer she's been drinking not so cold. Glass ain't greener, it don't glitter, it ain't gold. I'm gonna make her miss me through this radio.
7:50 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 44 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. You're home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Well, that song right there, we have the artist joining us. Of course, if you follow music, you follow this guy, Greg Parrish. The band is up for many awards for the Carolina Country Music Association. We've got Greg Parrish here, as well as one of his band members, Max Watson. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Wow. Well, first of all, Greg and band, congratulations on being up for, what, 3 awards as part of the Carolina Country Music Association. You're up for Entertainer of the Year,
yes.
Male Vocalist of the Year, and New Emerging Artist of the Year.
That's correct.
That's high honors right there.
We've been very blessed this year.
You sure
very
have.
Blessed, yes.
That's awesome.
So, Greg, let's just start with the ground floor, and then we'll work our way up to the top. Talk a little bit about the band, how long you guys been around, your roots, how you got started. Just give us some of the foundation.
Well, I started out playing, 25 years ago, and I actually met Max while I was playing with another little trio. Max came and heard me, and then next thing you know, Max starts playing with me, and the other guys went and did their own thing. So we were doing this little duo together, and then we came across the Palmetto Drive Band. The Palmetto Drive Band, they were out doing their own gigs, and the next thing you know, we pulled 2 of them in, and now we got the Greg Parrish Band. And we got Chris Parrish as well, that he's helping us out on rhythm guitar. I've got the absolute best group of guys. I mean, this is a family for sure.
So you all have been a band now for how long?
Probably close to a year.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. And from right here in Rock Hill?
Most of us are okay. Rock Hill and York, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And where can people find you? Like,
Greg Parrish Music
okay.
on Facebook, gregparrishmusic.com.
Okay.
And pretty much any music venue around here right now. So, yeah. All you got to do is check out my Facebook page or my website, and everything's linked right there.
So, Max, we have worked with you for many moons because you work with the city of Rock Hill. Had no idea you had this musical side.
It's just, I've had it for a while. It's a bug trying to get out.
Well, it makes sense because we are familiar with your daughter, and so she's got to get that from somewhere.
A little bit. All 3 of my kids got a little bit of that art thing
it's
going
great.
On.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're awesome.
How do you describe your music? What artists do you look toward for inspiration when someone says, tell me about yourself. How do you describe that?
I like
that?
My country driving. So okay. I like country and classic rock, southern rock. So if you blend the two, that's the sound you hear with me. I've got a very raspy voice. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge Matchbox 20 fan. And so everything starts to blend somehow. Somewhere meets around Travis Tritt. that's where I'm at.
I like it.
That's what I love.
That is
and
great.
And Lord behold, this year at the Carolina Country Music Fest, who do they have? Travis Tritt.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, please go on stage and meet him. For sure.
I hope so.
So we can vote on these awards, right? Or what?
Only on one of them.
Okay, what can we do to help the Greg Parrish Band bring home the trophy?
Yes, so the Entertainer of the Year is the only fan-voted award. I don't have fans. I call everybody friends. So that's the only friend-voted award. So they can go to the Carolina Artist Showdown on Facebook.
Okay.
Or they can go to my Facebook page, and all the links are there. About every other post is right there. So it's Carolina Artist Showdown or Greg Parrish Music on Facebook. And all you got to do is join the group. You click the link, join the group, and then you can vote. And please tag me and share it. That helps get the word out.
So all the folks you're up against, they're throughout the Carolinas, North and South Carolina. So that's the prerequisite. Wits End, the band Wits End, they won this award, didn't they?
2 years ago.
Okay.
Yep, Chris Whitaker and Wits End. Yep.
And we've had them on before as well. So maybe we're the good luck charm. How about that?
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you having us.
Oh, yeah, no, we like it. So, go ahead.
How long do our friends have to go and vote for you?
All the way through the day of the award show, through the 21st, next Saturday.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's actually being held at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, that's a great venue.
That is a good venue.
We're closing the show out.
Really?
So, yes.
So not only are you nominated, you get to perform.
That's correct.
That's cool.
Yep.
So for you, when did you know that music was going to be part of your life? And the same question for you, Max.
I think in high school, I was in all-state chorus and all that type of stuff. So you realize the girls like the guys that can do this stuff. So so I started, you know, getting more and more into it. And I was really shy. I never would sing a solo in high school.
Wow.
And then after high school was over, I jumped in a band called Still Rain. I was playing rhythm guitar and singing backups. Our lead singer backed out.
There you go. You got to step up to the plate.
Right place, right time.
I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
For a reason, I guess.
So about high school, late high school for you? Okay. Yeah. And Max, what about for you?
Well, I started playing bass, I guess, since when I was about 13 years old. And then throughout high school bands and that kind of stuff, and then the college band scene, that kind of thing. And then once things got real and the job sort of set in, I sort of put my music to the side. Mm-hmm. I've sort of been out of it for a while. And then about 7 years ago, sort of picked it back up as a hobby. And, my daughter started getting into her music and stuff. And so we just picked it back up. And now I'm going full steam with this guy. So,
wow. We're speaking with the Greg Parrish Band, several of the members. They're up for the Carolina Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year. That's the one that fans can vote
on. Correct.
Yes. Go ahead and vote. Just go to the Greg Parrish
Music page
on Facebook, and it'll take care of all your voting needs right there. You're also up for Male Vocalist of the Year and New Emerging Artist of the Year.
That's correct.
Now, Greg, what happens if you win? Like, do you go to like a next level against other, like, or do you just get the title? What does this
right
mean
now,
for the Greg
really
Parrish Band?
Right now, we are just kind of pushing forward to gain the momentum, see where it takes us. Like I said, we've been really blessed this year. So wherever God takes us from here is where we want to go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I just joined the group, Greg.
Well, I appreciate
on
that.
On Facebook. So I'm going to start
looking for that name on the list.
right now you're in the lead. You're tied with a group called Kindred.
That's correct.
Both at 34%.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I just clicked.
It's
going to
be
right
a
now.
Very tight race, and I mean the competition in this thing is phenomenal. I mean every single one of the artists out there we have respect for, and mm-hmm. I mean they're killing it out there, and I'm very proud of their success as well. Of course, we want to win it, but you know at the same time, I mean we are up against some great artists out there.
It's awesome.
You know, as they say often with these kind of awards, it is just an honor to be nominated. And some people might just go and say, well, that's what you always have to say. But when you look at your competition and considering other musicians out there who also can be nominated, it really is truly an honor to be nominated.
Yes, very much so.
That there's that much respect for your craft and what you do to be considered. So it really is nice to be considered.
Yes.
And then if you win, it's just the icing on the cake.
That's
as well.
Correct. Exactly.
Do you all write your own music? What does that process look like?
We've been very blessed to have some great songwriters working with us. We got Preston Keith that wrote Make or Miss Me Through This Radio. Mm-hmm. Tom Glenn that wrote Sweet Ride. And there's a group of writers, the main one being Ben Jones that wrote Be That Fire. Okay. So two of them are Nashville songwriters. Preston Keith actually lives in York. He wrote Make Her Miss Me.
Wow. Yep. So what comes first, the lyrics or the beat? That's always a question I always want to know.
It depends on who's writing the song.
Really? Is that truly it? Okay.
Yeah. Some people come up with lyrics. Some people come up with melodies. So it just depends on their writing style, really.
So in addition to – so do you just do the singing, Greg, or do you – what? You play the instrument as well? Or
I play rhythm guitar as well.
Okay.
Although my guitar player, he looks at me sometimes and says, please put that thing down. they prefer me just to go out and entertain.
They want you to use it as a prop.
they want me to Alan Jackson that
That's
thing.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Pure country.
Yes, absolutely.
George Strait.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. And then, Max, you play again?
I play bass guitar.
Bass guitar. Yeah. So the band, the other instruments, they're just all guitars, drums as well?
We have guitars and drums. That's correct. Yes.
Cool.
And on the recordings, we actually have Brett Criss playing steel guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's the award show?
Next Saturday at 6 p.m.
So on the 21st.
Right.
Okay, up to the 21st. Okay, and that's at the House of Blues. So again, go to Greg Parrish Music. You'll see the invite. Join the group. I've done that while we're talking, and I went ahead and voted for you. The Greg Parrish Band again, and tied for number one for Entertainer of the Year.
Yes, we need everyone to go vote right
or
now.
Or you can go to Carolina Artist Showdown,
That's correct?
Correct,
yes.
Well, good luck on the other two awards, Male Vocalist of the Year and New Emerging Artist of the Year.
Thank you.
It's the Greg Parrish Band. Congratulations. Thank you
guys
so much.
We appreciate
it. Thanks,
Max.
Appreciate
you.